Hey, everybody. I'm Lizzie O'Leary in for Tanzina Vega all this month on The Takeaway. On April 1st, rent was due for millions of people in the U.S. who are now out of work or otherwise struggling financially due to the COVID-19 crisis. A lot of people just aren't able to pay. And we've been hearing from you about this.
Hey, this is Casey from Seattle. I'm a tradesman who was knocked out of work by non-essential status in March. 2 weeks without a paycheck left us with a choice between paying rent, buying groceries, and keeping our substandard health insurance current. Our landlord was unsympathetic, and I'm sure we'll be evicted when the moratorium lifts. Our for-profit system has completely failed working people.
Hi, my name is Eric Berg, and I live in Ojai, California. I, like so many small business owners and self-proprietors, are doing whatever we can to get through this. As far as our landlords, communication is key. I know I'm not alone.
My name is Eric. I'm calling from Boulder Creek. I have a small catering business, and about a month ago, I was looking really good for the summer. I had basically my whole summer full of gigs, and within about a week, they all canceled. There's no jobs for me to get, and I was able to pay bills for 1 month. I just came up with enough to pay rent and all my bills right now, but don't think I'll be able to pay bills next month, and $1,200 if I do get that stimulus check isn't even enough to cover rent.
Some cities and states have taken steps to alleviate the burden of housing costs at this moment. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh announced a $3 million fund to help those who may lose their rental housing due to the pandemic. In many major cities, as well as across several states, eviction proceedings have been suspended to protect renters. But that doesn't always fully work. For example, according to recent reporting in the LA Times, some landlords in LA are continuing to demand rent and documentation from those who can't pay, despite a moratorium on evictions. Landlords say the city's laws around this are a confusing patchwork. And these issues aren't specific to LA. While many cities are now organizing rent strikes, some landlords are working directly with tenants to provide relief.
This is Linda calling from West Palm Beach, Florida. I have an incredible landlord who came to me mid-March and told me not to worry about my rent for April. I'm very, very lucky to have someone as understanding as her.
But some people see it differently.
I do have a mortgage, and I have housemates who pay rent to me, which helps me to pay that mortgage. One of those housemates is currently out of work, which means that he cannot pay rent. This creates financial strain on me when it's time to pay the mortgage. I actually support rent strikes, but I am a hypocrite for not supporting my own housemates to rent strike while I receive no relief from my mortgage lien holder. My name is Brent from Oklahoma City.
So homeowners are struggling too, and mortgages have been a little different. Under the CARES Act, federally backed mortgages should allow forbearance if the coronavirus has hit your finances.
Hi, this is Susan from Vashon Island, Washington. Yes, our income has been reduced, and we asked our mortgager to forgive our mortgage temporarily due to the COVID virus. They have done so for the next 3 months, and we are relieved. It's very helpful.
But a lot of you told us it's your own network of loved ones who are getting you through. One listener from Montebello, New York wrote to us, "My wife and I both lost our jobs. We barely made April rent. I only have 2 weeks of PTO left before we have zero income. We'll be lucky if we can even buy food for our pets. We've had to turn to friends and family for help." Thank you all for sharing your stories during this time. You can find us on Twitter. We're at The Takeaway, where we're posting links to resources for renters and landlords struggling right now. And if you know of great resources in your community to help renters or landlords, please share those with us. We're at The Takeaway on Twitter, or you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
The Takeaway is supported by Progressive Insurance, comparing car insurance rates from multiple insurers so shoppers can evaluate options in one place. Now that's Progressive. Comparisons available at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.